Our message today is entitled Faith Thoughts. Faith Thoughts. We started a few weeks ago talking about out of the book of Matthew, where the Bible says, take no thought about what you will eat or drink or what you'll wear, what you'll even put on, because your Father knows you have need of all these things. Take no thought. The principle was, don't take the thought of worry. Don't take the thought of the negative. Don't take the thought of the enemy. How do you know there's a lot of things in our world right now that if you focused on all the negative, you're taking yourself on a trip to a nervous breakdown, literally, because of all the stuff that's going on. And yet the Bible says, take the thought of God. And we talked about mature thoughts. And then we talked about the thoughts of God. And today we're going to talk about faith thoughts. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're going to begin reading with verse number 3. And here's what Paul says. He said, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. Verse 4. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now this is Paul writing to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. Verse 5, he said, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith. Now the original King James uses the word unfeigned faith. It's actually a stronger form of just genuine that we'll look at in just a moment. But he said, genuine faith or unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and then in your grandmother Eunice, and I am persuaded in you also. I want us to consider a few things, because this being Mother's Day and so forth, and Paul is addressing to Timothy the fact of faith, that he remembered the faith that was in Timothy's grandmother and then in his mother, and now that he saw something going on in Timothy also. I want to ask you a question. I want you to ponder, think about this for just a moment. How did that faith get from Lois to Eunice and then to Timothy? How did that confidence in the Lord, because Paul obviously saw something in Timothy that he also knew was in his grandmother and knew was in his mother. There was some kind of a sign, sense, that he was able to identify that the same faith in God his grandmother and mother had was also now in him. The same faith. Now, it's interesting to me because the Bible says God's dealt to every one of us the measure of faith as believers, as born-again believers. But how did that faith get from grandma to mama, now to son? How was it passed down? How did it get there? Obviously, in grandma's life, Timothy's mom saw something in her mother that was powerful in the life that she lived. And so Timothy's mother saw that faith and made a choice in her own heart to trust God with the same kind of faith. And Timothy, having seen that in his mother and in his grandmother, had made a decision, I've got to have that same kind of faith. I need to trust the Lord. I want to trust the Lord the same way I watched my grandma trust the Lord and I watched my mama trust the Lord. I want that same kind of faith. Now, we're talking about faith thoughts. But watch this. Faith cannot be passed on to the next generation unless the generation after us sees how we operate in faith in the battles we walk through. Don't hide your battles from your family. They need to see your faith. Now, come on, somebody. You got to hear this. You know, we think, well, I don't want my, this is too hard for my kids to handle. No, they need to see you live out your faith. And if they're going to pick up on the same faith, then that faith will become their faith thoughts. They need to hear that faith from the very mouth of grandma and grandpa and mama and dada. That was for TJ. Because Rayleigh says dada now. But they've got to hear it in their ears in order for them to think it and watch it happen in the life of grandma and mama, so that that faith can come alive in the heart of the child. See, we need to know that the battle grandma fought was a winnable battle because the Spirit of God was with her. And we need to know that the battle mama fights in her life, the Lord is with her, and the Lord is winning that battle. Come on, somebody. And by seeing that, I can say in my own heart, as a child from my own mama, by what she walked through and what I saw happen in her life, I can do this. I can win too. I can fight the fight of faith. I can seek the face of God. I can have the trust in God that she has now at 98 years old. I can have the same kind of trust and confidence in my God who's never failed her and will never fail me. Come on, somebody needs to praise God. It has to get to the next generation, all right? The victories have to be seen from generation to generation. The victories. It's okay that when God brings a victory to you, that as a family, you celebrate that victory. You celebrate it with grandma and grandpa. You celebrate it with mom and dad. Listen, parents, don't keep your victories away from your kids. They need to know how God met your need. They need to know how God supplied for you when maybe you didn't have any income coming in. They were just little, but they watched you trust God. They watched you win a battle. They watched you tithe and give and be faithful to God. And now in their heart, they can say, if God did it for my daddy, God can do it for me. If, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith thoughts. How does faith get to the next generation? There's got to be a faithfulness. Hello, somebody. A faithfulness. When I grew up in a preacher's home, I cut my teeth on the pews. I remember sleeping around a potbelly stove during worship at night in the evenings. Wouldn't let me sleep in the mornings. Had to be part of Sunday school, what was going on. And I thank God for that. But I grew up knee-high to a church pew. And I watched my mom and dad be faithful to God. I watched them no matter what, no matter how tough it was, no matter how difficult the life was. My dad was bivocational. He had to work. My mom had to work. We all had to work. When seasonal fruit came along and potato season in southern Idaho, we had to go out in the fields and we had to work. We had to do what we did to contribute to the family, but I watched the faithfulness of my mom and my dad, and I heard them pray, and I watched them cry out to God, and I watched God supernaturally bless by people just suddenly bringing groceries to our house and things that we needed, and people showing up with money at my dad's door. We saw it. We saw it. That's how faith gets to the next generation. The current generation under the leadership of mom and dad have got to see the blessing of the Lord, so the next generation will say, I can have it too. Oh, come on. This is good preaching. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Faith goes to the next generation by assembling. I'm glad you're in the house of the Lord today, and I'm glad you're watching from live stream. We got your families gathered with you, and you're watching Freedom live stream today. Hallelujah. That is an example of faith to your children, that even while you are at home, you said, we're going to church anyway, and we're going to gather around the computer, and we're going to worship with Freedom, our home church. Come on. Amen. We're going to love God together, though we can't be there at the moment. We're going to love the Lord together. That is faithfulness. And let me tell you something. That is assembling to the Lord. It's making an example of faith. Hallelujah. How does faith get to the next generation? The generation sees mom and dad praying and worshiping and crying out to God. I remember watching that in my mom and dad. And my mom to this day. The last time I saw my mother was in February of this year, before everything got shut down. My brother and I went there to visit my brother, my youngest brother, who has stage 4 stomach and intestinal cancer. And God's just still working and healing him and keeping him around and still ministering in his life. But we went to see my mom. The first thing I asked my mom to do was to lay her hand on me and pray for me. First thing. After I hugged her and greeted her and slobbered on her, and we said, Mom, lay your hand on me. I've got a picture right here and a video on my phone of my mama laying her hand on me and laying her hand on my brother and praying. And though she's in an Alzheimer's care unit, when she comes to praying, she is as sharp as she could ever be. She began to pray the heavens down in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. I learned how to seek the face of God from my parents, from my mama. Somebody say generational faith. That's how it gets to the next generation. When we gather together here and we pray and we seek God, that's how the anointing gets to the next generation. The presence of God. Because when you get your children in the house of the Lord, thanks for bringing your kids. I know we can't gather them in classes right at the moment. And so thank you for bringing them into the sanctuary. Because watch, something powerful is going to happen. The anointing of God is going to get on those kids for being here in the house of the Lord with you. Amen. The glory of the Lord. The faithfulness of God. Now, I want you to look at this faith again, unfeigned faith. We're talking about faith thoughts. This unfaith, feigned faith, it does mean genuine. But listen to this. It also means undissembled faith. In other words, a faith in God that the devil cannot dissect or disassemble or tear apart or defeat, because it's an unfeigned faith. It's a faith that can't be broken down or broken up or destroyed or torn apart. It's a faith in the Lord that cannot be shaken. It's an unfeigned faith. Faith thoughts. And it goes to the next generation because there's nothing false about that faith. There's no pretense in that faith. There is no pretending in that faith. It is genuine and sincere in the fact that it is the faith of God in the heart of a man that we can't put there ourselves. It has to be an impartation from the Spirit of God in the heart of every man and woman and child, a confidence in the Lord that it'll never be disrupted. Are you hearing this? Elbow a neighbor. Shout glory. Give the Lord a hand clap. Do something. Spirit of God's in this place. Hallelujah. Wow. Look at all the balcony people. Hallelujah. Amen. Sincere. See, it also means unfeigned faith means truthful or real. It's real. How many know God's real? He's real. He's never failed us. He'll never fail you. He is real. Let me tell you, during this time and season that the globe is walking through, Jesus is making himself real to people. He's showing himself mighty. He's saying, just trust me. I am more real than the virus. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to talk about this next week. I'm going to talk about what in the world is going on. You don't want to miss next week. But I tell you, it's real. It's real faith. It's true. And though you may not fully understand faith with your mind, you don't have to, because faith is a heart transformation. It's an anointing of the spirit of your inner man that says, that comes up from the Word of God, that says, if God said it in His Word, I believe it, and I can stand on it, I can live in it, I can walk in it. It is real. Because the Lord hasn't failed us. Amen. Genuine. It's stable. It also means stable faith, consistent faith. It's faith for salvation. It's faith to live. It's faith for miracles. It's faith for overcoming the enemy. It's for faith as examples to other believers. It's faith for supply. It's faith for healing. It's genuine faith. It is real faith. I want this Spirit of God, the anointing of God, to move so strong upon this body here and by live stream that we see the reality of our faith in Christ Jesus come to pass and happen, because the promises of God are yes, and they are amen to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I want to see, I've got a heart to see the next generation. I've got that heart for my children and their spouses and my grandchildren and even the next generation. Come on. Where the power of God be poured out upon them should Jesus tarry. Because I believe we're living in a final season of time. Next Sunday, I'll elaborate. But watch. Faith thoughts. Somebody say faith thoughts. Faith thoughts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says that the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. Do you know that when you're born again by the blood of Jesus and you receive Jesus into your heart, you become a wise person? You aren't a fool anymore. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But the wise are those who serve the living God. You are wise beyond your years when you serve Jesus, because you not only get knowledge by reading the book, you get rhema by the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you, and the Word of God comes alive in you. It's not just a word on a page. It's a reality of heaven that's exploded on the inside of you that said faith, that's caused faith to come alive in Almighty God. Somebody give God a praise. Faith thoughts. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. I want you to go to Romans chapter 12 with me this morning. Romans chapter 12. Because Paul, understanding this importance of thoughts and thinking and verbalizing faith to the next generation. The importance of not taking the thought of the enemy, rejecting that. The importance of me being mature in our thoughts, not as a child would, according to 1 Corinthians 13, but mature in our thoughts. And then, as God said, his thoughts are higher than ours, and his ways are higher than ours, and he imparts his thoughts. Now watch what Paul says to get this faith to the next generation. Faith thoughts, Romans 12:3. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one the measure of faith. Faith, that is firm trust, assurance, belief, confidence in God that cannot be shaken. Now watch this, all right? Watch this. This measure of faith. He said, don't think more highly of yourself than you should, but to think soberly. Everybody say, think. We got to catch this for God thoughts. God thoughts. See, in other words, we've got to understand. Think in the Greek is the word phroneo, and it means to have understanding of the wise. That's why it's always, you know, there's an adage that says, think before you speak. Well, you know what? That came out of the Bible. Came right out of the Bible. But think. Think about what's going on. If something comes against you, don't react to that thing. Think about God. How do you want me to declare victory in this situation? How do you want me to proclaim? I want to make sure I'm thinking wise in this matter. And that, God, I'm not using my mental knowledge or my earthly experience that I've walked through to determine a spiritual victory for me. Because if you're thinking according to the natural, you won't get a spiritual victory. But if you'll think, God, how do you want me to handle? What does your word say about this? Father, I want to make sure that I walk in victory, because my victory is going to affect my children. My victory is going to affect my spouse. My victory, oh, come on, somebody. My victory is going to affect my grandchildren. Faith thoughts. Don't think more highly. It also means to have an opinion of yourself. Well, I can do this on my own. I'm a pretty savvy person. I got this one, God, no problem. I can handle this one. And then the next step you take is you just fell. Hello. But to think, it also means to have some mind agreed together. So to think the thoughts of God, thoughts, God's thoughts. He said, think soberly. In other words, remember this, there's a soundness of mind that God gives us. Timothy says that. God, in the same chapter, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Soundness. That means there's an unfeigned faith somewhere in the spirit man that's causing the mind to come under subjection to the word of the living God. How many of you are getting this? There's an unfeigned faith that's stirring, choir, stirring something up. There's a stable faith that's there. There's a generational confidence that I saw God do it before and I know he'll do it again. But what I've got to do is make sure that I get my thoughts lined up with the thoughts of God and get my faith lined up with the thoughts of the word of the Lord, so that my mind can't go wild, but it will think the things of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, how are you going to bring about a victory here? You have to do it. God has to do it. Hallelujah. And you'll face things that'll knock you off your feet, so to speak, in the natural. But the foundation you're standing on is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the generational blessing of faith that's come down to you is the rock. He doesn't change. Come on, somebody. And if my mama stood on the rock, I can stand on the same rock. Hello. So when the winds blow and the waves come and the winds and beat against that rock, it will not fall. Hallelujah. And about the time you think God's going to do something one way, He'll blow your mind and supernaturally do it another way. Happened to me this week. I thought, God, you're going to have to do this way, and you're going to have to work this out, and you're going to have to do this. And all of a sudden, something came to me by communication that proved that God was just God, and He knew exactly what He would do. And it was a little different about what I thought He was going to do. But it was God. And it was more solid than what I was trying to dream up. Oh, you got to get this. It was more solid than what I was trying to think. Because see, my puny little brain. Hello. I've got to have help. I've got to have divine help. I've got to have divine encounter. I've got to have the anointing of the Spirit. I've got to have the Word speaking to me and the Spirit of God speaking to me. I've got to have His help. Because it's more solid and it's more faithful than anything else in this world. God. Somebody say God thoughts. Don't think of yourself more highly, but think soberly. Think with a sound mind. A sound mind. Not, see, God's not thinking in terms of fear and anxiety. How many of you know that? God's thinking in terms of faith. How am I going to bless this one this time? How am I going to, let's see, what should I do? I want to really pull something different that's just going to cause them to realize they've got to totally lean on me. And out of nowhere comes the blessing and the answer. Seemingly out of nowhere. But it's God. Amen. He's supernatural. Do you understand? He's beyond the natural. He doesn't think like we do with our natural minds. He's God. He knows the end from the beginning. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, come on. He's the Almighty One. He's already got this all worked out. Amen. Hallelujah. All the stuff that's going on in the earth. Listen, the Spirit of God is centuries ahead of what's going on right now. Because He knows. See, we may not know what tomorrow holds, but our God holds tomorrow. Our faith has got to be in the One that's holding tomorrow for us. And He's saying, here it is. You're not going down. You're not going under. You're going over. Because God's a God of increase. Are you hearing this? Somebody say, God, faith thoughts. Faith thoughts. Let's end with Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, think on these things. I would say that's unfeigned faith, wouldn't you? Unfeigned faith are things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and a good report. That's genuine faith. God's saying, think on that. Come on, think on that. Stay with what's genuine. Stay with what's unfeigned. If there's any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things. The word think is to reckon or to calculate or to contemplate on the account of something. Think on these things. Somebody say God's thoughts. Hallelujah. He's the miracle man. God's thoughts. know how you pass on God's thoughts? You got to say His thoughts as His word. Pass it on. Son, this is why we do this. This is because the Lord says this. Daughter, this is why we stay pure, because the Lord says this. Amen. Somebody say God thought, faith thoughts. Faith thoughts are God thoughts. As the Bible says, have faith in God. Faith thoughts. I want you to close your eyes with me just in a moment, because the Spirit of the Lord is here very strong. And those of you watching by live stream right now, stay with us a few more minutes, because this is a very important part of this service, is sealing the Word of God in our hearts, what God's doing and saying. Faith thoughts. I want to ask you a question today. This is the reason Freedom Church exists, and that is to bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and allow the Spirit of God then to begin to disciple them into the kingdom of heaven. And those of you watching by live stream, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have never committed your life to Jesus, or maybe one time you did, but you have been running. But in this season, the Spirit of God's been drawing you back to Him, and you're running back to Him. I want to ask you a question and have you do something. If you want to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to give your life back to Him. If you're seated in this sanctuary, I want you to lift your hand on the house. And by lifting your hand, you're saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to know Jesus today. I want to give my life back to Him. I need to dedicate my life to Him. If you're watching by live stream, you can go to our website right now. And on our website, you'll find a commitment card that says, I committed my life to Jesus today. I received Him as Lord and Savior. Or I'm coming back. Whatever note you want to leave on there, so we can rejoice with you. But the power of the Spirit of God is in this house. Let's stand together with our families all over this sanctuary. How many know today you're going to make it? How many of you know today you're going to overcome? How many of you know today that your faith is unfeigned? Come on. It's not a fainting faith. It's a confident faith. It's a solid faith. It's got a foundation that can't be shaken. Hallelujah. It cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to pray over you, so lift your hands together right now. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord, I pray that you bless everyone watching from live stream right now. Everyone, Lord, that is making a commitment to you, I pray for them in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for every family here with their children in the house of God together. Bless them abundantly, Father. Minister to them the love of God that is greater than anything in this world. Stir up our faith, Father, so that we're thinking faith thoughts instead of all the thoughts we're trying to be infiltrated with by different news sources. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that our greatest news source is the Word of the living God. And these are the thoughts that we will think according to the Scripture. I give you praise, Father, for your anointing, that you're breaking off doubt and unbelief. You're breaking off fear. You're breaking off timidity. You're breaking off stinking thinking. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hallelujah.